The editor of The Times, James Harding, has apologized for the actions of a former reporter at the newspaper who hacked into a blogger's email account while writing a story. Mr. Harding has been recalled to the Leveson inquiry into press standards to clarify his part in the affair. Making his second appearance, the editor of The Sun was questioned about phone hacking and Page Three girls. Lord Justice Leveson has also decided that the editor of the Daily Mail, Paul Dacre, should be recalled to resolve a continuing row between his paper and the actor Hugh Grant. Our correspondent Peter Hunt reports from the inquiry at the Royal Courts of Justice.
Two editors today back on oath, a third due later this week. All have or will be questioned about practices at their papers which continue to cause concern. "It is terrible," James Harding acknowledged. "I paid insufficient attention to this matter at the time," the editor of The Times told the hearing. His contrition has come about because one of his reporters, Patrick Foster, illegally hacked, or ransacked, as it was described in court, someone else's email account. The victim was Richard Horton, a police officer who wrote an anonymous blog. Mr. Harding said Patrick Foster was disciplined at the time and he didn't approve of what had happened.
"As editor of the paper, I'm responsible for what it does and what its journalists do. I sorely regret the intrusion into Richard Horton's email account by a journalist. I'm sure that Mr. Horton and many other people expect better of the Times. So do I. So on behalf of the paper, I apologise."
During his second appearance, The Sun's editor, Dominic Mohan, justified the tabloid's use of Page Three girls. They represented youth and freshness and celebrated natural beauty, he argued. And he was questioned about several articles which were published when he was show business editor and which made references to phone calls between celebrities. Mr. Mohan was asked more than once if such stories could have been the products of phone hacking.
"Look, I can't say 100%, and there is an internal investigation being conducted at the moment by the Management Standards Committee at News International, as you well know. But what I would say is you've picked a number of stories over more than 3 years, and I'm sure if you took a sample from any number of newspapers over a three-year period, there would probably be numerous references to phone calls."
When Paul Dacre returns, he'll be questioned again about Hugh Grant's suggestion that the Mail on Sunday may have accessed his voicemails and about his company's response when they accused the actor of mendacious smears. Lord Justice Leveson said the Mail editor was a very, very important witness.